Hey everyone, and welcome all to the seventh hour of this afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations at the University of British Columbia. My name is Olivia, and I'm happy to be here this evening. I'm actually a newcomer to Vancouver and British Columbia. And yesterday, I don't want to sound too overwhelmingly impressive here, traveled all the way from Southeast Marine Drive Station, where all the industrial buildings and mulch factories are, which is actually where I work, to the top of Grouse Mountain in under 52 minutes, might I add, and then all the way up to Deer Lake Park in Burnaby, which was really fun. So apparently in Vancouver, when the director of research and development at your work suggests that a fun social outing for the team will be to climb 2,830 steps up a mountain, you have to say yes. And anyway, so I had the Mitski concert to get to last night at 7 p.m., so I raced my way up to the top of the mountain, and at the halfway mark, I looked back and fearfully realized that the CEO of the company was like 50 meters behind me, with no one else to be seen. So it was either like slowing down and engaging in a really awkward but lighthearted chit-chat with the company CEO, or like keep speeding up the hill to avoid it altogether, which was the route I chose. But I guess maybe I should have seen it as a networking opportunity. Anyways, so Mitski, who is a very versatile indie artist whose music often contrasts like surprising and intense cinematic movements with electronic sounds, but with a really soft and distant voice, or her vocals are almost like impenetrable. She was at Deer Lake Park yesterday, and it was a great concert. It was an awful 2.5 hour journey home, might I add, because apparently like the park itself was so overwhelmed with people that all the buses were full and the streets were like a parking lot, and it was just like a huge disaster at 9 p.m. trying to get out. But it was a great concert, and Deer Lake Park is beautiful, by the way. And yeah, so I really love Mitski. I wanted to start off today's episode with a little bit of Mitski. And a great example of her music is a piece that she put out with David Byrne and Son Lux for the film Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's titled This Is a Life, and I'm going to play it for you guys now. So once again, thank you for tuning in. This is my first time on air, so I'm hoping it goes smoothly, and yeah, my name's Olivia, by the way, and thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Known. We find this white song. This is our life.
Come chill with us at Sound Therapy
to live music performed by local stars like Ade Wolf, Gleisha, Seikani, Athena's Moon, Lorcay's Dream, and other amazing artists. Dance to summery sets by DJ Natsu, Business Bacha, Javi with a J, Iha, and more. Find us in a colorful tent on the lot beside the James Black Gallery from August 18th to the 21st, and over Zoom on August 24th for our live stream showcase. There's lots of seating in the front yard, backyard, and under our tent. We'll be barbecuing it up on Saturday. Festival passes come with one free Kickstarter juice from the juice truck. Sliding scale passes are set aside for two-spirit, queer, trans, BIPOC, and low-income folks. Your pass purchase also supports our free trauma-informed virtual workshop for sexual assault domestic violence survivors. More info can be found at linktree.com/sound_therapy.wave, linktr.ee/sound_therapy.wav.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host for the hour. My name's Olivia. And yeah, I'm new here. So I want to talk a bit about a local Kelowna band called Postmodern Connection. They just released an album in 2021 titled Clustered Umbrella, and I want to play a track by them pronounced Folie à Dieu, which has many meanings in many different cultures, but primarily known as the shared psychosis or a rare psychiatric syndrome where symptoms of a delusional belief tend to manifest in like multiple people. So it's like hallucinations transmitted from one individual to another, which is a really interesting idea and pretty kind of terrifying if you think about it. But when listening to the song, I feel like the lyrics are depicting a relationship and like shared delusion in a relationship, but everything else is pretty much up to interpretation. I'm going to play this song, Folie à Dieu. And so Postmodern Connection is they're from Kelowna, like I said, and they're a five-piece band that offer a very sophisticated but like cool and relaxing sound with lots of soul, rock, psychedelic Indian, even jazz incorporated into their music. So you should definitely check them out, especially because they trek all the way to Vancouver every like month almost for a show. So, oh my gosh. And also like just super cool instruments incorporated. Like there's like a violinist that's a part of this band, which is really great. And they have like a stand-up bass and it's really fun. And the band members all just like really entertaining to watch. So definitely check them out. I'm going to play that track and then I'm going to follow it up with a track called Eternity from the 2020 album Everything You Wanted by this five-piece psych rock group called Mother Tongues. They're from Toronto and they released a debut album in 2020 called Everything You Wanted. And yeah, I really like the group. They're comprised of five people and one of the members, her name is Luna Lee, and she actually does some solo stuff too and released an album at the beginning of this year called Duality, which is pretty much blown up, especially on college radio. So she's really gathering some attention, and I think she was at the Commodore Ballroom like last month. Did not get to see her, but she seems very cool, and she also plays the violin on stage. Anyway, so yeah, she was a part of this band, but Mother Tongues is really cool. Psych rock from Toronto. So yeah, I'm going to start up. I'm going to start off with playing a song called Folie à Dieu by Postmodern Connection, a Kelowna-based band, so woohoo, Vancouver. And then, yeah, following that, I'm going to play a track called Eternity, released by the Mother Tongues. So, and once again, you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM, and yeah, I'm your host, Olivia.
Far from you, and I've been talking to myself. so far from the truth. And we've got nothing else to lose. And I know that you see the right things. Too young to be this enlightened. We're running in circles. It's all the same to me. We'll be right back.
Wow, that gave me a lot of heavy Mark K. Moon vibes. And I'm not sure why I've listened to that song before, but I think it was just like sitting still and listening to it. I was like, this sounds like there's eeriness of television there. Anyway, hey everyone. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host for the hour, Olivia, and I'm super excited to be here. So a friend of mine last week introduced me to Masayoshi Takanaka, who is a Japanese guitarist, composer, and producer who started making music in the early 1970s. He has a really fun Japanese pop rock track titled Brazilian Skies, and his music is super just feel-good instrumental, so I'm going to play him coming up next. And actually following, you are going to hear some Panteo, which is an all-woman Kulintang ensemble from Toronto, Ontario. So for those of you who don't know Kulintang, it is a modern term for an ancient instrumental form of music, which is composed of a row of small horizontally laid gongs, kind of like repurposed as drums, and they're accompanied by larger, more suspended gongs and drums. So heavy percussion band here that has stated that through their music, they explore the possibilities of Kulintang through their experiences as queer, dysphoric Filipinas. So first, we're going to hear some Japanese guitarists, and then followed by that, we're going to hear some awesome Kulintang. So I don't listen to enough percussive music or steel drums, and they take an electronic synth spin on it, which I think is really cool. So yeah, once again, thanks for tuning in, and I'm your host, Olivia, and I hope everyone is having a really lovely Thursday so far.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Looking for some outdoor relaxation? Come and take a yoga class with Mat Collective, running Mondays through Thursdays. Mat Collective offers classes and events at iconic Vancouver locations like Canada Place, Stanley Park, and Kitts Beach. Visit matcollective.com for more information. That's M-A-T Collective.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus, located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish people, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, Olivia, for this evening, and I just moved here from Toronto, Ontario, or actually, I went to school in Hamilton, Ontario, so depending on the day or who I'm talking to, I will claim to live on the unceded land of either where Hamilton now exists or Toronto. But when I first arrived to Vancouver, my roommate took me to the Wise Hall and Lounge, which is off of East Hastings. My roommate's pretty cool because her cousins, who she's very close to, are in a rock band called Black Pontiac. Both cousins, actually. She has two cousins. They are brothers, and they are both in this band that I find very cool. But she does not care at all, because she does not like... I don't want to out her on radio right now, but, like, she's not a big fan of, like, heavy, I guess, loud rock music, which is a very broad genre to not like, but... So she took me there because she knows I like very loud rock music. And there were some really cool openers at the Wise Hall. There were like 4 openers too, because normally you'd think, oh, 1 opener, 2 openers, wow. But there were 4, which was awesome. And one who really stood out to me was Sam Darko from Vancouver, British Columbia. And there are a couple others right off the top of my head. There's a band called Nuclear Disco there, and they were super cool. Like, the most active and, like, engaging on-screen performances, on-stage performances that I've seen in a really long time. Like, going off topic a little, they all had pylons, like, really big orange cones, and just, like, they stuck them on their heads and started performing a song, and it was just, like, these cone people, and I was like, what does it mean? And I couldn't figure it out, and... they were doing a lot of, like, whipping back and forth of the microphone. I think they accidentally hit someone in the audience. But it's, like, it's the cost of just being so, like, authentic on stage, I guess. But anyway, back to Sam Darko from Vancouver, British Columbia. His most recent release is titled Big Mad, and it's pretty catchy. I was able to see him at the Cambie 2 Saturdays ago, and he performs a ton of live shows in Vancouver, so if you're into supporting your local rapper, singer, songwriters, definitely check him out. Yeah, so I'm going to play Big Mad, which is a single he released in 2021, and this is Sam Darko. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
As soon as the drums come in, we gon' wreck this shit. It's a fun one. One take on this bitch. Yeah.
You mad, don't know how to act. Lost on a bag where the dollar's at. Big man, and you got it bad. Had it, but you're mad, you never got it back. Still mad, don't know how to act. Lost on a bag where the dollar's at. Big man, and you got it bad. We just wanna be where we at.
Favor the art. What you do for me just mean a favor tomorrow. Wasn't nothing much, but I still had a car. Looking in the mirror like the scar kinda hard.
Sexy motherfucker.
I think I look better late. No, I never hate. But I feel like when I'm entering, I do generate. I'm supposed to bring you up, how I elevate. Couple of my G's got warrants. Ain't afraid to regulate. Shoes came from my business. Jacket came from wish you would. Status like an alien. Product say you never could. Reminiscing on past helicon. All the people that were popping that I went propeller on. Love to play the role of top shit. All lost it. Something that they never should have had. Being honest. Getting when it's good. Then they love to pop shit. Second that I ever saw a profit. I lace pockets for real.
You mad. Don't know how to act. Lost on a bag where the dollar's at. Big man. And you got it bad. Had it, but you're mad, you never got it back. Still mad, don't know how to act. Lost on a bag where the dollar's at. Big man, and you got it back. We just wanna be where we at. You just wanna be where we at. Yeah, you just wanna be where we you just wanna be where we. You just wanna be where we at.
You mad,
don't know how to act. Lost on a bag where the dollar's at. Big man, and you got it bad. Had it, but you're mad, you never got it back. Still mad, don't know how to act. Lost on a bag where the dollar's at. Big man, and you got it bad. We just wanna be where we at.
You don't need anything else. No, nothing but me. Can't you see? You don't need to buy those things. No need. You're looking at me. No need for novelty. Just hold me in your arms. Keep me safe from harm. Just hold me.
Seen you.
I know that you're not doing this.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a fucking dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host, concluding this evening very shortly. My name's Olivia, and this is actually the first time I've been on air. So I'm originally from the Hamilton radio community, so I just moved here, and I've spent the last couple years really centered on the music scene in Hamilton, Ontario, which is a relatively small city in comparison to Vancouver. And it's really exciting to be in a new city. And yeah, so the first thing I got here was come to the campus radio, because I think that I'll take the anthropologist route here and learn the best way by like inserting yourself into the community, right? Like, you want to learn about music, go to the people who know about music, kind of like a silent participant watching from the inside. Not that I'm studying people at this radio station, but there's definitely a lot to learn from the community. Anyway, I want to conclude this evening with a couple tunes from that I've kind of curated over time at the Hamilton radio station from that sort of like investigative era of my life. So I'm going to play a tune called Damn by Ada Lee off of her album One Hand on the Steering Wheel, The Other Sewing a Garden. And maybe if there's time, one more song following that. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening to this show host fill-in. Hopefully it was enjoyable and not so disruptive. And thank you all so much.
Faces just singing our praises, wanting in on the magic. Say midnight on the second floor counting, while you were in the corner joking about how it would be your last, how it would be your last. While we were outside having a smoke, I heard you asking around, hey, could you find me some coke? Every year is just a little bit darker than the dark. It's darker and it's dark as hell. By now you don't need a good reason. You climb up to the highest of trees and you left yourself clean. Yeah, you left yourself clean. You have.
That was Life in the Tribe with her song Gone Leave, which I had actually not listened to before, just playing it right now. But she released that this single Gone Leave about 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to feature her because she's a Hamilton based artist who I've actually interviewed on a couple occasions. Her sound is kind of an amalgamation of jazz, R&B, rock, and pop, but she really does kind of extend from her like genre of R&B based pop, which I think is very interesting. And Life in the Tribe is basically her, it's an alias of her real name, which is Aisha Barrow, and her birth name actually means she who lives. So I think she kind of projected her artist's name, Life in the Tribe, based off of her original name. And yeah, she's Gambian born, but Hamilton based, and I really do miss Hamilton. So thank you all for listening to 101.9 CITR this evening with me, and that's all for me. I hope you enjoy the rest of this evening's shows, and have a happy Friday.
Feeling my way through, but I just don't know what I'm doing. But I know I've got through, 'cause in my soul I've got you. But I feel like, oh, you know I've done, just been flying. And you know, I've always been down for the ride. Now here we go, babe. Yeah, here we go now. Yeah, here we go, babe. But I don't stress, no, 'cause I know in my heart it's all good.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.